Joe Biden uses UN to call for Palestinian state, they are entitled to it. By Deborah Brand on September 21, 2022. President Joe Biden told the United Nations on Wednesday the Palestinians are entitled to their own state, a day after the U.S. State Department announced $64 million in aid to the UN agency for so-called Palestinian refugees. "We will continue to advocate for a lasting, negotiated peace between the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel and the Palestinian people," Biden said during his address at the UN General Assembly. "The United States is committed to Israel's security, full stop. And a negotiated two-state solution remains our best way to ensure Israel's security and prosperity for the future and give the Palestinians the state to which they are entitled," he said. "Both people enjoying equal measure of freedom and dignity," Biden added. The two-state solution, which has been trumpeted by successive American administrations, with the notable exception of the last one, has long proved to be an abject failure. "For starters, there is no partner for peace in the Palestinian government in Ramallah with which to broker such a solution." Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas continues his sinister pay-for-slay scheme, paying monthly salaries convicted terrorists and their families, and the Biden administration rewarded him for doing so by resuming Palestinian aid. But even if reaching a two-state agreement was feasible with the PA, it would never be accepted by Hamas, the terror group ruling the Gaza Strip, which has vowed to annihilate Israel and all the Jews from the river to the sea and liberate all of Palestine. It's also worth noting that according to all the most recent polls, Hamas would win over Abbas Fatah party if Palestinian elections were held today. Every Israeli attempt to offer land concessions has been met by terror waves, beginning with attacks under late PLO leader Yasser Arafat in the 1990s following the failed Oslo Accords, to the Second Intifada in the early 2000s, to Israel's withdrawal from Gaza in 2005, that prompted 17 years, and counting, of rocket attacks. A day before Biden's address, the U.S. announced $64 million in aid for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, bringing the Biden administration's total contribution to close to $700 million, the Haaretz Daily reported. "The United States is proud to announce nearly $64 million for UNRWA providing health care and emergency relief to hundreds of thousands of vulnerable Palestinian children and families, bringing total support in 2022 to nearly $344 million. We call on other donors to contribute," the State Department's Population, Refugees, and Migration Bureau said. The Trump administration cut all funds to the UN Refugee Agency, which is called irredeemably flawed. The Biden administration has been investing efforts into persuading the Palestinian leadership to give up on its bid for full UN membership. Palestine achieved the status of non-member observer state in 2012. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who will address the UN on Thursday, called on Secretary General Antonio Guterres to grant full member status admission to the globalist body. "Supporting membership is an investment in peace and justice. It is an affirmation of the international community's commitment to the universal values of human rights and the rule of law, as embodied in the UN Charter and respect for UN resolutions," the Palestinian mission to the UN said in a statement, going on to say that it was the last chance to salvage the role of the UN in peace.